KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 78, winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour, and fair to partly cloudy tonight with a low of 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The school board in Audubon will meet in a regularly scheduled session tonight at 7 o'clock in the high school boardroom. On their agenda is the second reading of policies in the 400, 500, 800, and 900 series, along with a policy review. The board will act on approving midterm graduates pending completion of their requirements and on accepting the official canvass of votes from the September special election. They're also expected to approve a letter of engagement with Ehlers Cooney with regard to the Save Bond Council and Disclosure Council, along with any new hires, resignations, and or letters of assignment. Superintendent Eric Traeger will provide the Audubon School Board with an update on the building project, certified enrollment numbers, and he'll discuss school board elections, among other matters. The Boards of Education for the Griswold and Exira EHK school districts will hold their separate regular meetings tonight as well. The Griswold School Board will meet at 5:30 p.m. in the high school conference room. On their agenda, including a closed session to consider a personnel matter, is information from Superintendent Dave Hendricks with regard to the district's certified enrollment numbers, which had been submitted to the state on Friday. Previously, Hendricks had stated 79 students were open enrolling out, the same as a year ago, and 22 students were open enrolling in, an increase of 3 students from the previous year. Lack of daycare facility was one reason given for an increase in the number of students who chose to open enroll out. Plans are in the works, however, for a daycare facility to open next year on land near the school bus barn. That includes efforts to raise funds for that project, which is estimated to cost around $2 million. The Exira EHK board will also act, or rather the Griswold board, I should say, will also act on the activation of states and early retirement policy, a contract adjustment, approval of a Washington, D.C. trip. Members of the Exira EHK board will meet at 6 p.m. this evening in the conference room at the Elkhorn building. On their agenda is discussion with regard to the certified enrollment numbers and approval and or action on a bid from Atlantic Glass, a Portland cement concrete bid for concrete work, approval of snow removal bids, action on a Washington, D.C. high school trip, and other personnel matters. Their proposed hires include Rayanne Hansen as athletic trainer, Shelley Nelson and Ashley Meather as mentors, basketball coaching and assistant coaching positions. You can see the list of names here under the same story on our news page. Also, quiz bowl coach Lisa Dreyer and drama and play coach Cody Parmalee. Board will also act on the resignation of Deb Graham as paraeducator for Exira EHK. Members of the Atlantic School District's Board of Education will meet in a special session at 8 a.m. on Tuesday in the district office, which is temporarily located at the Achievement Center. On their agenda is discussion with regard to the scope of the Atlantic Middle School Restoration Project and action on approving the scope of the project. During last Wednesday's school board meeting, Superintendent Steve Barber said the report was under review by the district's insurance company in preparation for work to begin on restoring the building, the interior of which sustained heavy damage during a fire in July that started on the roof. Most of the damage was water-related. The Cascotti Board of Supervisors will meet at 9 a.m. Tuesday in their boardroom at the courthouse. On their agenda is an update from Sheriff Darby McLaren, followed by action on a resolution resetting the number of deputies and assistants in the sheriff's office. The board is also expected to receive a quarterly report from the Cass County Veterans Affairs Coordinator, Mitch Holmes, and a regular report from County Engineer Trent Wolkin. They will resume ongoing discussions with regard to the future of the Willow Heights County-owned facility and land, as well as potential uses for the American Rescue Plan funding for COVID relief. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Red Oak woman early Saturday morning. At around 2:23 a.m., deputies conducted a traffic stop at 200th Street and Box Elder Avenue, and after investigation, the driver, 32-year-old Bryn Elizabeth Darby of Red Oak, was arrested for OWI first offense. Darby was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Well, the state panel, which estimates the amount of money the state will take in, now has the final numbers for the state fiscal year completed. In June, Holly Lyons of the Legislative Services Agency, one of three members of the Revenue Estimating Committee, says as of 2 weeks ago, the fiscal year 2021 books are closed and the revenue came in much higher than the March REC estimate. Like most states, she said, we missed it big, of course, but it's better to be on the high side than on the low side. In both dollar and percentage terms, fiscal 2021, she said, exceeded any year since at least the fiscal year 2001. Some of the detailed numbers include general fund net revenue for the year at $870 million increase and 11% when compared to the fiscal year 20 level. And they exceeded the REC estimate by $737.1 million or 9%. She says the federal money helped the economy that had dropped during the pandemic in the previous year. The question now, she says, is what happens as the impact of the stimulus money begins to fade? Wage and salary income looks fine now despite the reduction in employment, but come late spring or summer next year, Iowans as a whole may not have as much money to spend as they did the previous year. Lyon says two other members of the panel issued the same cautions as the state continues into the new fiscal year. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.